razor-sharp commentaries delivered with a purpose. You found the killer bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Welcome back into the Killer Bees. Let's go straight out to the HRMP guest line where we're joined by Ryan Spader, Major League Baseball analyst, author, host, does a little bit of everything. Big fan of your work, Ryan. I saw you tweeting the other day about how you're not well-received in baseball. What's going on? Everybody should be well-receiving of Ryan Spader.
I think, first of all, I appreciate you guys having me on. And at least I'm well received on 97.5 here. But I just get a lot of different negative feedback, and I think it's because of the approach that I take to the game. I don't depend on baseball for a paycheck like a lot of people do. I do everything I do is simply because I love baseball, and because I love baseball, I want the truth to always be out there regarding the game. And I feel as though oftentimes, specifically with the quote-unquote cheating scandal, it is not out there. And for this reason, for my, sort of no BS approach towards the game, I often get a lot of negative feedback. And, sometimes I tweet stupid things just like anybody else, things maybe I shouldn't say. And get a lot of negative feedback from that. Oftentimes, it's amplified by the fact that certain people don't like me very much. And so, to be honest, when I went on that little tirade the other day, I was really feeling down because I was fired up that my Phillies won that ball game, and then somebody managed to find my fiance's private Instagram and sent her something really nasty. Oh, and I was just, like, so fed up. And so, honestly, at that moment, I was like, you know what, I'm done with this. I don't need this. But, I think I have a lot to offer the game. I love baseball. I love the players. I consider myself not an analyst, a statistician, a host, an author, any of that stuff. I just do that because I'm a ball player, and I just suck, so I had to find another way into the game.
Well, Ryan, we got elections coming up here in Houston. You actually, until that last comment you just made about the Phillies, probably could have run for mayor at a certain point here and won because you were the hero we all needed. And, we had you on the show and all the shows here on the station had you on, and we loved every bit of the content. And then all of a sudden, you kind of walked it back a little bit and it went away. And I'm just curious, was that pressure from outside sources? I mean, you say how much you love the game. I loved the fact that you came out that outspoken to tell what we had heard was the undercurrent of what everybody was doing, and then it kind of got subdued by walking it back a little bit. And I was just curious if you felt outside pressure to kind of walk that back a little.
So I'm going to have to dance around this one a little bit. I'll tell you a couple things. I definitely got pressure. I can't tell you exactly from where.
Fair.
I will tell you that I had let's say about an hour of feeling that pressure, I had one of the number one sports attorneys in the country willing to represent me free of charge. And furthermore, I want to go back to that time when I apologized for saying what I said. I apologized for saying what I said. I did not say I didn't believe any of what I said. I did not say things that I said were untrue. I just apologized for saying it and for reporting things from anonymous sources. I don't know why I was, pressured to do that, because all the time sources are anonymous. Everything that I reported, I had gotten from two independent sources, generally ball players. Always anything that was in favor of the Astros, I always try to verify outside of the organization. And, I can't walk back my walk back. I did what I did because I was, truth told, I was scared. Mm-hmm. But, it's just the way things unfolded, and it's unfortunate. If I could do it all over again, I probably wouldn't have keyed in specifically on I don't know about teams because that's really that's a 10,000 foot view. So maybe it was okay to go with the teams. Maybe shouldn't have done the players specifically, but I just didn't want to hold back anything that I was told by multiple sources within the game. And so the way that I approached, quote unquote, walking it back is I just apologized for doing what I did. I didn't, just to repeat myself, I didn't say I didn't believe any of what I said. To this day, I believe what I said. So
I appreciate the honesty, man. I really do, because, it was obviously driving us crazy.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have come out and kind of talked about that, too, the further and further you get away. Rob Thompson yesterday in his press conference was saying, I don't have any bitterness towards the Astros at all. It's Ryan Spader joining us on the HRMP guest line. You can follow him on Twitter at the Ace of Spader or the Ace of Spader.com. Let's talk about this series, because you are coming into Houston. We hope you have safe travels here. What do you make of this World Series? What are a couple of critical matchups between Astros Phils?
So I think it goes without saying it's imperative for either team to win the first game. It's tough for me because I love the Astros. I've grown a fondness for the Astros. Lance McCullers Jr. has become one of my best friends in the game who happens to be a ball player. And it just also so happens that he's just got some of the nastiest stuff in the game. I'm not sure if he's going to get the ball in game two or game three, but it's certainly going to be one of them. When it comes to the Phillies versus the Astros, I think the difference is this. If the Phillies do not play perfect baseball in the majority of these games, they do not have a chance to win the series. Whereas the Astros do have the luxury of having the ability to make mistakes throughout the series and still coming out on top. They are a better team. They have a stronger rotation. I look at the lineups. Honestly, I think at their best, the lineups are a lot closer than we're giving the Phillies credit for. If you look at their offensive output throughout the season, the Phillies actually topped them in many offensive categories, including total runs scored. Their batting average was very close. Their on-base percentage was within 2 points. Their slugging percentage within 2 points. OPS right there. So these lineups are going to match up pretty good. It's going to come down to the pitching. It's going to come down to the Phillies bullpen, which was not great to begin the season, but really turned it on. Jose Alvarado figured it out. I don't know if they're going to be able to depend on a guy like Zach Eflin. I think what they're going to be looking for out of him is maybe somebody to come in and save the day if, you got to yank a pitcher after three innings and, you need somebody to go 4, 5, 6, 7. Same type of thing for Kyle Gibson. But the Astros, the way I see it is they just don't have holes. And when you don't have holes, you have the luxury of seeing Jose Altuve go 0 for 22 to begin it the postseason. And the Phillies, on the other hand, don't really have that luxury. So perfect baseball from the Phillies is what it's going to take for them to win the series. And, of course, I got to pull for my hometown team. I have a $1,776 future that I placed in August for them to win the World Series, which would net me about $65,000. So I'm really pulling for them a little bit extra this time around.
What do you make of this Phillies team, though, Ryan? I'm just curious, from where they came from to where they are now and how they got there and just how basically it was just not really with manager change and everything else.
So I think, honestly, I feel a little bit badly for Joe Girardi. I don't think he's a terrible manager. I just don't think he was a fit manager for this club. I think that this Philly squad is much better than the 87 wins that they put up. I would honestly put them between a 94 and 96 win team, which is about where they were under Rob Thompson. But we see it every single year. It doesn't matter what sport. I mean, generally, it's usually more so in baseball than the other three major sports. Also, we see it in hockey all the time. But a team just gets hot at the right time, and they make a run. They make a run for a pennant. They make a run for a World Series, and that's what we've seen from the Phillies. But again, I think we look at that 87 win season and say, they're a third wild card team. They don't belong. I don't necessarily agree with that. So I really
how would
think
you classify
that,
him?
It's going to be much more competitive than a lot of
how would you classify him? Would you classify them as a team of destiny?
I like to say that, but I don't necessarily believe in the term.
Yeah.
I think that things are just clicking for them right now. Everything's firing on all cylinders.
My co-host,
except the defense is still terrible.
My co-host here hates that term, and it's been brought up multiple times. It drives him nuts.
I don't think the Phillies quantify a team of destiny. I think that they're a team finally playing up to their potential. I don't know why that makes you a team of destiny. But, Ryan, we always appreciate
I agree completely.
There you go.
Ryan, you need to come back more often. There's much more we need to get into. We appreciate you.
Safe travels to
Houston. I want to throw in one last thing here, just for your listeners. So ever since I mentioned that I was coming to Houston for the series, I have gotten an outpour. I would say triple digits of Astros fans, like 100 plus, have reached out to me and been like, hey, you got to come out, beer on me. I don't care. You're a Phillies fan. You know, you're an honorary member of the Astros fan club and all this. And I just appreciate that so much. That's not something I even get from my own hometown team. So I'm really fired up to visit Houston. And honestly, I wish I was going for more than just the Saturday game.
Yeah, you'll have to do that, Ryan. Take advantage of that. Some Southern hospitality at its finest. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, man.
Enjoy your trip, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, beer's on me if I see you guys down there.
Not if I buy it first. Ryan Spader joining the Killer Bees on the HR&P guest line. Great stuff as always from the ace of Spader. All right, let's have that conversation we were going to have before Ryan came on. Any changes that you want to see the Astros make ahead of the World Series? It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Hey, before we go to the break, I want to tell you about my friends at MyBookie. It's MyBookie.ag. You need to go there. It should be the only place that you're looking to go when you want to place money on a sporting event. They have so many different ways that you can get involved, that you can partake, that you can make the most uninteresting game more interesting. And right now, they're doing a lot of different things that make it enticing for you to go to MyBookie. I mean, they've got the normal things, the point spreads and the over-unders, but they always take care of you. So up to $1,000, when you make your next deposit, they're going to throw in an extra half of what you put in. So therefore, you have more in your account, more games you can bet on, more chances to win. They've got all the other things going on too. Like now, if you sign up and put in the promo code BET975 that you should put in every and any time they ask you for a code, they will also give you a special deal between now and Halloween if you get in and sign up and make another deposit. Look, they've got blackjack if you want to play blackjack. They have all these different things to make you a part of their family and understand how they take care of their customers. They have sometimes promos that don't cost you a thing to get in, but if you win, you're going to get paid. They're always going to make sure that if you want to get paid and get the money out, you'll get it. And the fact that your money's safe and secure. You can put your money down with a credit card. You can pay with Bitcoin if you'd like, because they want to be a convenience for you when you're looking to place wagers on games and sporting events. You like prop bets? They've got that too. They've got a deal going on right now and all the time where they have a prop builder where you can pick a stat, pick a team, pick a player, build a bet around it, and then get involved with betting that way. It's winning season, and it's only at the place that I tell you to go to when it's time to put money down. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, with the only place I tell you to do it. It's mybookie.ag.